I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Welcome. Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold's filling in again. Hey, we're live everywhere. What? What do you mean we're live everywhere? In the world. Why? Because of our app and because of the internet. So anywhere in the world, you can be hearing our show. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Wow. It is.
Wow, wow. Hey, I always like to say that we're too inspired to be tired. We're too protected to be dejected and too renewed to be subdued. And today we're going to talk about the spiritual game plan for you and how that is going to affect you in your faith and your love for Jesus Christ. But we, Matthew, every day on the Terry and Jesse Show, we call it soul food.
Yes.
And we want to read the first reading of today's Mass because I was like struck by the content and I said, oh my gosh, this hit me right between the eyes. So could you share that reading?
Sure. This is the epistle for today, from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy.
Yes.
And that's chapter 6, verses 2 and following. Mm-hmm. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, teach and urge these things. Whoever teaches something different and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the religious teaching is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. From these come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds who are deprived of the truth, supposing religion to be a means of gain. Indeed, religion with contentment is a great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of the world. Let me get that. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. Those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and into a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils.
Oops.
And some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. But you, man of God, avoid all this. Instead, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses.
Wow. Matthew, I think of the word tolerance. I'm joking. I knew you got my point. It seems that St. Paul is not very tolerant when it comes to the truth. It's black and white to him.
It is. It's about what Jesus said and stick to that.
Yeah. And you know, when I read this, it hit me so hard that I wanted to get your take on this where it talked about if we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. I think of the entire world, you know, when I sit in my home and I have a heater and I even have air conditioning at my house and I have a bed to sleep and I have food in the refrigerator and I'm thinking, wow, I am blessed to have that. And, you know, am I looking to have something more? Well, I hope not. I have the basics to go and do my duty, you know, as a father, husband, and I think all of us should actually count the blessings that we have. Because the Bible says this, Matt, and we talk about the love of money is the root of all evils. That's one of those axioms that have been said for centuries, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
And,
millennia.
Yeah, for the millennia. And I think of it where we say the love of money. Not that we have to have money. Last time I looked, Matt, if we don't pay our mortgage, we're evicted.
That's right.
You know, we got to go out. And so money has a purpose. It's just that you notice it says the love of money.
Right. You know, this ties directly in. And this is really St. Paul expounding on the words of our Lord when he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this will be added unto you. I mean, this is not, they're not militating against money. They're not militating against, you know, having a comfortable life or being a success in your chosen field. You know, a man who is or a woman who is a professional, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, athlete, musician, and a Catholic, and boldly so, is You know, that's a blessing to the church. There's nothing wrong with success. But, you know, if you do your duty, if you're seeking righteousness first, if you don't get rich or famous, that doesn't mean you're not a success.
Yeah. I have run into famous people who have told me, and it really moved me, that, you know, just because I can throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball sure. and strike people out, you know, that's good, and I enjoy the game. But I will give you an analogy. If anybody's ever seen the 1981 movie Eric Little, Fires of, what's it?
Chariots of Fire.
Yeah. And he was this world, you know, athlete, I mean, for the Olympics. And he said this, and this is what touched me. He's a committed Christian. I really respected him. He's not Catholic, but I committed Christian. He says, it brings joy to God when I run because it brings joy to me, and I do it for God. And so I think what St. Paul is saying is what Bishop Sheen interpreted when he said every action is like a blank check. If Christ's name is on it, it has infinite value. So every day, every morning we wake up in the morning, we're going to give it all to God, because later we're going to talk about that spiritual game plan that gives us the opportunity to give everything we do to God. And I think people go, well, how could I do that? Well, after the break, when we talk about the spiritual game plan, you're going to see that that's actually possible, to give everything you do to Jesus.
Okay.
Mary.
Yeah. And you know what? I have one other item here, a little action item for you.
Yes, I love
when you
it.
When you go to Mass on Sunday,
okay,
St. Paul speaks about being faithful to the teaching of the church, to the noble profession.
Yeah. Right?
That's the words he used.
Yeah.
And so this Sunday, when you go to Mass and it comes around to the Nicene Creed,
yes,
I want you, don't just recite it like a robot.
Yeah.
Think about those words. Think about what they mean. That is the noble profession that he's talking about.
Great action item. Wow. Here you're in the spiritual. We're your spiritual fitness trainers on Friday. I like doing that, Matthew, because the weekend is a time where many of us aren't working, and we have a little extra time on the weekend. And I encourage, as we say, next segment, we're going to talk about the spiritual game plan. But especially on weekends, when you're not having your work schedule, to take some special time, whether you're, you know, before the Blessed Sacrament, or just reading your Bible, are reflecting in quiet time about how am I serving God? Because if we're not asking that question, we're not going to be serving Him well.
Right. It's kind of the flip side of the examination of conscience.
Of course.
You know, I mean, kind of every day you really should be taking stock.
Absolutely.
Of how you're doing in the spiritual life.
Absolutely. Let's bring in Bishop Sheen talking about the spiritual life. Full Sheen ahead. Hey, and can I give everybody a little notice? We're going to be getting T-shirts, people, that have an image of a choo-choo train, and it says, Full Sheen Ahead, because so many people asked me for it.
Sure, yeah.
And so that's coming out. And, by the way, talking about T-shirts, the Spiritual Warfare T-shirts are online. You can order them as you get your registration for the Spiritual Warfare Conference in January.
Right, yeah. Register January. For the Spiritual Warfare Conference in January. Yeah, we're going to have T-shirts and coffee cups. You don't want one, you don't have to get one, but they're going to be available for you, and they're going to be part of your
registration. I bet you're
going to
want one.
I think so, too.
Okay. Bishop Sheen, he says about the New Testament, because the Word of God, you know, this is what we do every day here at Virgin Most Powerful. Bishop Sheen says, Christ is living now. He is teaching now. He's governing now. He's sanctifying now, as He did in Judea and Galilee. His mystical body, or the church, existed throughout the Roman Empire before a single one of the Gospels had been written. Think about that. It was the New Testament that came out of the church, not the church which came out of the New Testament.
Yep.
The man sitting on my right here has given a whole hour talk on that topic, which came first.
Yes,
the Bible or the church.
That's right. It's also well to remember. You know, Bishop Sheen is making a point here, subtly, as he does, that the Word of God primarily is not the Holy Scriptures. Christ is the Word. He's
Amen.
The Word made flesh. He's the Word through which all everything was created, right? And the Testament is the Eucharist.
Wow.
This is the New Testament in my blood. So when we talk about the Word of God in the New Testament, and typically we're talking about the Holy Scriptures,
yes.
Remember that the foundation upon which that rests is Christ himself and his sacrifice made present for us at the Holy Mass.
Well said. Before we go to the break, I'm going to tease you with some new news. Many of you years ago came and into my studio via your telephone and took an hour with me where we did a legacy of love and devotion. We were sharing your life, your love for your Catholic faith with your family for the next generation. Yeah, in other words, I interview you to talk about who your favorite saint is, what you'd want to tell your great-great-grandchild that you're never going to see in this life, advising him about their Catholic faith. And there's a bunch more to it. I am going to be making myself available with a donation to help Virgin Most Powerful. We'll spend some time and we'll put this recording together so that you can continue to evangelize your loved ones even after God's called you home. If you want more information on this, I'm going to tell you, I'll personally talk to you and prep you for it because it's important to share the gospel even after you're gone with your relatives.
You know, Terry, that's one of the things that I want to just quickly stress. If you're interested in doing this and this, you know, as you're talking about doing an audio recording where it's an interview with you and it's something that then you can pass on to your own kids or grandkids and they can pass on and so on, that, we're not asking you to write your life story. Terry is going to personally get together with you ahead of time.
I'm going to coach him.
Yeah, and just like to make sure that you're saying all the stuff that you want to say.
Yep.
And then he'll guide you through the process in the actual recording as well, like an interview.
You bet. You just call me at 661-972-7872. That's my cell number after the radio show, of course. Hey, when we come back, I am so excited. We're going to be talking about a spiritual game plan for you and for us here at Virgin Most Powerful that's going to help you love Jesus Christ more and his bride, the church. Get yourself a cup of coffee. You might need it. We'll be right back.
Welcome to our January 11th, 2020 Spiritual Warfare Conference. Every year without fail, this is our most popular, well-attended event. This year's Spiritual Warfare Conference will host Adam Bly, a Catholic demonologist, and an auxiliary member of the International Association of Exorcists, along with Dr. Luis Sandoval, a psychiatrist who's part of the Healing, Deliverance, and Exorcism team for the Diocese of Orange. These two gentlemen bring tons of experience and expertise in the area of spiritual warfare. This is going to be a high-information Catholic seminar. I'll be there as well, sharing some riveting stories on the diabolical and liberation found through Jesus Christ from my best-selling book, The Devil in the City of Angels. Mark your calendars, come and join us, and meet other radio hosts from Jesus 911. Contrary to popular belief, spiritual warfare is not demon-centered. It's Christ-centered. Come join us and learn how to armor up and fight the good fight of faith. Catholics, wake up. Don't hit the snooze button. Join us at St. Christopher Catholic Church, 629 South Glendora Avenue, Escovina, California, on January 11, 2020. See you then. Strength and honor in Jesus' name.
Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. Male and female he created them. According to Pope St. John the 23rd, it is not true that some human beings are by nature superior and others inferior. All human beings are equal in their natural dignity. May God help us to look upon everyone as a person created in his image and likeness, and treat everyone the same without favoritism or prejudice.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Thank you. It's not Terry and Jesse because it's Friday. Matt Arnold, God love him. He drives up here for Friday show, and we're excited because we now get to talk with Matt and I. Matt, would you rather talk about the spiritual life or about the problems in the church?
The problems of the church are there whether I do anything talk about it or not, but my own personal holiness is something that I have to pay attention to or I'm not going to get there.
Absolutely. So that's why we're going to cover this on Friday today. Do you want to be a good Christian, a good Catholic? First of all, your battle will be, right? To enter into this will be a battle, and you must remain in the state of grace. We talk about that at the end of every show, to avoid mortal sin. And then, because you want to love God above all things, you're also going to try to stop committing venial sins, not just mortal. The practice of some acts of piety throughout the day will help you to have a divine, contemplative life in the midst of a daily routine. Wow, Matthew, that sounds so inviting.
It does. Well, you know, Terry, we talk about this. I talk about this all the time.
You do.
All the time.
I know.
About the quest for Christian perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, we've immortalized it in so many wonderful Catholic works of art. I mean, from the Arthurian stories of the quest for the Holy Grail, you know, through Wagner's opera, Parzival, and you know, in various works and so forth. I'm not going to get into that. But the point is that according to the church, according to our Lord, okay, and we talk about don't, you know, live in a state of grace, don't be in a state of mortal sin. Well, avoiding sin isn't enough.
No.
It's not enough just to avoid sin. You have to grow in virtue.
That's right.
You have to strive for Christian perfection. It's right in the scriptures, the book of Revelation, the virtuous must live in their virtue and the holy ones in their holiness. Our Lord himself, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is a tall order, but you know what? It's not just from the Bible. It's not just from the Middle Ages. That was the main theme of the Second Vatican Council, Pope St. John Paul II, the Cardinal Seurat's new book.
That's right.
You know, it's got to be paramount. It's number one that you have to, you know, practice the virtues so that you're going to be able to overcome the vices.
Well, I'm going to give some bullets on how to do just that, and then Matt, I'd like you to comment on those.
Absolutely.
All right, and grace builds on nature. That's from St. Thomas Aquinas. So
yep.
I'm going to start with nature. Get up at a fixed time as early as possible. 8 hours of sleep should be enough. More than this or less than 6 hours of sleep, it's usually not healthy. So I want to just say this, that I'm very rigid about the time I go to bed and the time I get up every morning. And I have found that axiom that says, you know, have a routine to be very comforting. How about you?
Well, absolutely. To have a rule of life, as it used to be called in the olden times.
I love this.
Yeah, well, you will find that if you don't have a fixed time for things, if you don't have a fixed time to get up, you don't have a fixed time for prayer, we'll get to all of this. Yeah, you know, you put it off and you put it off and you put it off, and then it's bedtime.
Yep.
You know, and so many times you put it off because you become distracted.
Right.
Right? I mean, how many people watch, you know, hours of TV and say, oh, I don't have time to pray my rosary? It's like, well, wait a minute. You know, it's about prioritizing things. And that's why you need that organization.
I call it discipline, okay?
Well, yeah, that's another good old-fashioned word.
It's an old-fashioned word, but it's kind of been pushed aside.
It has.
And discipline, I don't care if it's on the spiritual life. It could be even in sports. If you're not disciplined with practice, you're not very good at it, are you?
You can't be a good scholar, a good athlete, a good musician.
Anything.
Yeah.
Here's the second bullet.
Got to deny yourself.
And I know that you are consecrated to Our Lady like I am, but this advice comes from the Roman Missal. Offer your day to God through the intercession of Our Lady. What's so good about that?
Oh, well, let's see. I'm devoted to Our Lady under the title Our Lady of Buen Suceso, Our Lady of Good Success.
Yes, you are.
And in Ecuador, I mean, there is devotion to her in Belgium, goes all the way back to the Middle Ages, and in Spain and the Philippines. The appearances in Ecuador is directly, her title is Our Lady of Good Success of the Purification, right, which is the presentation of our Lord in the temple.
Boy.
And that's the thing. They talk about, I mean, the sisters wrote a beautiful letter back in 2017, talks about the Blessed Virgin offering Christ in the temple and offering herself with him, and how that was the greatest. All the animal sacrifices, all of the great stuff that happened in the temple, says this is the greatest sacrifice ever offered in the temple.
Wow.
You know, yeah, think about that. And that's what you're talking about. Our Lord chose to come to us through her.
That's where I was just
And St. Bernard of Clairvaux tells us that he wants us to come to him through her.
You know, Matt, is this microphone on? This is exactly what I was going to say. He decided our Lord came through Mary. Doesn't it make sense to go to Mary, back to Jesus?
Of course. Of course
it does.
That's
what Sir Montfort said.
Wedding of Cana at all.
Of course. So, offer your day to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Good idea. All right. This one I like. It says, work with order and intensity during
you know
the
day. Can I say one more thing about the morning offering just before we go?
It's important.
It is. To do a morning offering, and it doesn't have to be elaborate. I mean, I've got one in the prayer book. I have a couple of them memorized. There's one that I, in rhyme, I say, oh, Jesus, you know. Yeah, right.
I know.
And so there again, you're offering directly through the Immaculate Heart. And there's, but that's so important. If you do nothing else, don't neglect that. Because think about this. If you offer your day to God, you offer all your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings, right?
Yep.
Everything that you do, everything that, every event that happens, everything that is in your life, you can offer it all to God. There's one thing you can't offer him, Terry. What's that?
I'm sorry, I'm reading something.
Okay, again, there's one thing that you can't offer to God. The one thing that God didn't give you in the first place, and that's your own sin.
Your own sin. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
And that's the thing. And if you do that, and if you renew your morning offering throughout the day.
Yes.
With, you know, some ejaculatory prayers.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, oh, Jesus divine, my life and my death unto thee I resign.
Yes.
Every action of mine shall thy patronage claim, for whatever I do shall be done in thy name.
Beautiful.
You can't sin in the name of Jesus. So if you keep that before you, you will avoid sin.
Thank you, Matt. I was reading from my missal about prayers before Mass. For decades, I pray the St. Ambrose prayer, St. Thomas Aquinas prayer.
Right.
But there's one prayer that I want to just...
Those are the two biggies, by the way. Those are the ones that you find in so many prayer books and whatnot.
And the one that I really like also to pray is the universal prayer that starts like this. Lord, I believe in you. Grant me a stronger faith.
Mm-hmm.
I trust in you. Give me more confident hope. I love you. May I love you more ardently. I am sorry for my sins, and may I have a deep sorrow for my sins. That's just the first stanza, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes into, basically, you have to ask for faith every day or your faith will not grow.
God gives you faith of his own pure goodness. You have to go to him for it.
Makes sense to me.
Yes.
Hey, let's get to the next one. It says, work with order and intensity during the day as a way of serving God. And this is so practical. It says, set goals and establish priorities in order to develop a practical schedule. Sanctify ordinary work is the goal of our life. Sanctify ordinary works?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it's all for Jesus through Mary?
That's right. That's right. You know, and think about that. And this is something to teach your children and grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that applies to a school child as much as it does to somebody who's holding down a job in the world or someone who's raising the children at home or somebody who's in one of the professions, that everything you do, it can be a service to God. It can be offered for his greater honor and glory.
And, you know, I said Bishop Sheen says every action is like a blank check.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to Jesus, and it has infinite value. And I even think of 1 Colossians chapter 1. I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the good of the church. And so how do we, what do you mean Jesus' sufferings were lacking? How could they be lacking? He died on the cross right here for us.
Yes, that's right.
Well, here's the beautiful teachings of the church about redemptive suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes our younger Catholics may be listening going, what the heck is redemptive suffering? I'm just assuming there's some people that go, what is that? Here it is. It's uniting our sufferings with Christ to help redeem the world. Because our sufferings are wasted if we just say, oh, you know, I hurt my leg and it hurts. Or I hit my finger with a hammer and it's stinging. But if you can offer that suffering in union with the sufferings of Christ to help redeem the world, that used to be a very common Catholic practice.
Offer it up.
There you go.
How many times did you hear that growing up?
I grew up on it all the time. But you see, the thing about it, Matthew, is that now there's so much wasted pain in hospitals because people are suffering. And I've met those people, and they're like, what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, give me another pain pill.
Right.
Now, I'm not opposed to helping people with
Palliative care has its place.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, discomfort that we have, and we all have it, how many opportunities of grace have you and I, I'm pointing the finger at me mostly, mm-hmm. have I lost special graces because I haven't utilized the great opportunity of redemptive suffering? I have to say this right now, a lot.
Yeah.
And I want you, our listener, here in the spiritual fitness training here, to say, let's don't miss those opportunities of grace.
I can tell you, I turned a corner on this. I can
tell
recall,
me.
I was
personal,
on, years
tell
ago.
Me. Tell me.
I was, yeah, and I was on vacation.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I ate something weird. The water had something in it that's not, I mean, you're not used to. And I had, I mean, I was in, the bathroom lying on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Going, you know, it's like afraid I was going to die and then afraid that I wasn't. You know, I mean, it was the pain. I mean, it was really painful.
That's a good way to describe
And, but I knew, I'm just like, I, you know, some part of my rational part of your brain says, okay, you're not dying. You're just, you know, you're going through this episode here. And I thought to offer it.
Wow.
To offer that suffering
grace.
In that moment.
Great grace.
It was. And you know what? It absolutely helped me through that experience.
I love it.
And to the point where, you know, it entirely passed also. I mean, that suffering, I think, was removed. And this is entirely subjective, but I think that it was that suffering was removed from me because, you know, I had that, the grace to say, hey, I'm going to offer this suffering. I'm going to endure this, you know, for the sake of, the church, for the sake of some soul in purgatory, who's the closest one to getting out, you know, if this can help, if this can be efficacious, and you put it in God's hands, you know,
that is
through
so,
Mary.
So beautiful, beautiful. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest.
I forgot, we're on the radio. There's a commercial coming up.
Yeah, we got a commercial coming up, brother. From Real Estate for Life, Dave Tyson, he's a gentleman who we've been working with at Virgin Most Powerful since we started. You hear the commercials about Real Estate for Life. I want you to meet the man.
My children can recite that commercial word for word.
Yeah. It's, what do they say?
Hi, it's Terry Barber.
No, they say something about 80%.
Yeah. Wow, that's 80%.
Yeah. So I want you to meet him because he's an on-fire Catholic, and he believes in what we're doing, and we're a nonprofit so that we could do this. And I have to tell you, the funding that comes from people who end up selling their house through one of the pro-life agents helps fund Virgin Most Powerful. So when we come back, I want you to meet Dave Tyson from Real Estate Express. Well, Real Estate Express. How about Real Estate for Life?
Life, yeah.
Thank you. When we come back, we'll do that and much more. And we'll get right back after that with our spiritual game plan. I hope you're enjoying this and benefiting like I am here at Virgin Most Powerful. Charity and clarity is the key for us. We'll be back with much more with the Terry and Jesse Show.
On apologetics, you have entered into Virgin Most Powerful's Apologetics Dojo, where we go wall to wall with defending, explaining, sharing the faith. Master Apologist Carlo Brusaric. Carlo, welcome to Hands on Apologetics.
Hey, Gary, it's great to be back in the dojo, my friend.
Master Apologist Ken Hensley, welcome to Hands on Apologetics.
Good to see you again, Gary. Good to be with you.
Michael Barber, welcome. You have entered into the Virgin Most Powerful's Apologetics Dojo.
Gary, thanks for having me on.
We are chatting with Master Apologist Carl Keating.
Gary, it's great to be back with you.
Coming into the dojo is our good friend Steve Ray.
Thank you, Gary. Good to be here.
Tim Staples, welcome to Hands on Apologetics.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Join many others in Gary Machuda's Apologetics Dojo.
We have some of the best Catholic apologists in the nation.
Streaming live weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific, Hands-On Apologetics on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's Terry and Matthew today. It's Friday. Jesse's out in Florida, so keep him in your prayers. He's power preaching at a charismatic conference. We've been talking about a spiritual game plan. My friend Dave from Real Estate for Life probably will be calling in. For some reason, he's not on. We had this scheduled, but something happened, so when he calls in, we'll take him.
Yes, a wise man once told me life is full of adjustments.
Yeah, I don't know who says that. I've been saying that for all my life, and I'm not a wise man. So, Matthew, the reason I'm sharing all this information about the spiritual game plan, I think I even put a whole chapter in my book, How to Evangelize, that if we don't have our spiritual life together, it's very difficult to live a Christ-centered life.
It is.
And to resist sin.
That's right.
I mean, we got to have the graces to do that. So we've been going through this bullet list of things that our Roman Missal has that has been used for many, many decades. I like this one. Now, try to attend Mass receiving Holy Communion as often as possible. This is the best sacrifice we can offer to God. Prepare yourself for Mass by spending some time in prayer. Matt, let me just mention what the saints have said about Mass. They said, for time management, at the time of your death, the greatest consolation, no, this is real practical,
yep.
The greatest consolation will be the Masses that you worthily heard and participated in.
Yeah,
that will be a great consolation. So I'm going to tell you, personally, like I got to go to two Masses all the whole month of September because Monsignor is saying Mass at our chapel at 9 o'clock. So I get to go to the early 6:20 Mass, and I'm offering my Mass for my family, for the work that I do, and for the graces to be a faithful son and daughter of the church. My kids or daughters, I'm asking that they will be. So I'm interceding through the greatest prayer that we have, which is the Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, boy. And that's for someone like yourself who is a daily communicant.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the idea that you're going, in fact, throughout this entire month, you've been going twice in a day.
Absolutely.
That's not a practice that I've ever, really embraced, other than, when I went on pilgrimage to Ecuador, we had two priests with us, right?
Oh, you had to have two Masses.
Yeah, because they both needed to say Mass. And we were in some of the most magnificent Baroque churches you could imagine.
That must have been powerful.
Well, it was powerful because we had our pilgrimage chaplain was a priest from Louisiana. He works at the cathedral. He works for the bishop there in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, that's great.
Father Talentino. And he was saying Mass in the extraordinary form.
Good.
And then we had another priest from Colorado who is an exorcist and, he's involved in deliverance ministry and he had some of those people with him.
Wow.
And he's learning the traditional Mass, but he was saying the Novus Ordo Mass ad orientem in Latin.
Good job.
So, I mean, To be able to experience that, every single day we were there. It was really, what a blessing. What a blessing. And time management. You're on pilgrimage. Oh, there's so much to see. Oh, there's so much to do. It's like, you know what? We're in a magnificent Baroque church hearing Mass. What part of this pilgrimage would be better than that?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And you know what? And I got to say, the pilgrims loved it.
Matt, Mass is a foretaste of heaven, if we really understand
that's
the
right.
Mass.
That's right. Yeah, that's the important part, is to enter into it with the right spirit, to be there, so to speak.
Yeah, and so I also want to mention that
attention, reverence, and devotion.
Yes, right? There we go. And for a lot of us, like for me, I'm 5 minutes away from five churches.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's not everybody has that. Living in Southern California, there's. At least six churches that within just a few minutes of my house.
And Matthew, what I'm noticing, and I it's on a side note of the spirituality, is I had an old elderly priest say mass today. He's an order priest, and he was in tears preaching. He was very emotional, had a heavy accent from Italy, and he talked about the lack of belief in the Eucharist and how it hurts him as a priest to see people come up to receive Holy Communion that don't act like they believe. And then this Pew Research report from last month, he said, this bothers me, but he also talked about the dissent in the church for people who, he even said it right on the altar, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. He said, these people who want women priests and they want to change what Jesus Christ has taught from day one, what's the matter with these people? You know, he was very, he said, we need to pray for those individuals who are trying to change what Jesus Christ has taught from day one.
Yeah.
I just said a big amen when he finished his homily.
No doubt. Well, I can tell you this too. Not everybody has the latitude, like you say. I mean, we have the blessing of being in a place that's traditionally, I mean, California was Catholic long before there was the United States of America.
That's right.
But we have this, you know, ability. Not everybody does. So if you're not able to make mass, I mean, and don't, you know, you don't want to let a little discomfort, a little inconvenience keep you away. I had a priest friend of mine say, you know, you go out of obligation on Sunday. He said, but go one more day a week, you know, once out of obligation, once out of love, he said.
Yeah.
And certainly throughout the day, even if we can't make it to mass, we can turn our thoughts toward Christ and the Eucharist. You know, we can put ourselves spiritually in the presence of Christ in the tabernacle anytime.
That is so important, living in the presence of God, you know, wherever you're at. Now, if you can, in addition to doing what Matthew just said, if you're near a chapel where the Blessed Sacrament
is, right, if you can actually
there,
make a holy hour, yeah.
Yeah, or even 15 minutes. I make a daily holy hour every day, okay? I mean, my kids are all grown up. You know, my wife and I mean, we have the chapel here with the Blessed Sacrament. There's no excuse for me, okay? Really, let's be honest.
Sure.
So, but for you to stop in on the way from work, I hear people tell me all the time over the years, Terry, you made a suggestion that on the way home from work, I pass a church every day. I've passed that church for 10 years, and I never stopped once. Mm-hmm. And then I heard you say, make a little visit on the way home and thank Jesus for the day. And this one particular lady called me, and she was just ecstatic that she started doing this. And then here's the kicker. It made me laugh. She started staying there for, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
right,
15 minutes. And within about 6 months, she said, I'm now making my holy hour on the way home from work. I stop at this church, and then I come home after my holy hour. And that's what she said has just changed her life.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to retire. I think I may have to just work full-time until I'm dead.
I hope so. I hope so, because you know what? I hope he's working with me until he dies.
But, you know, my wife and I went out. You have to... We've been talking about a lot of heavy stuff. You have to have some recreation.
Of course you do.
Right? You have to have that. Thomas Aquinas says you got to be silly and play jokes and stuff sometimes, too, just because you need the release as a human being. But recreation needs to be wholesome, right? Recreation, you know, it needs to be holy.
That's right.
You should avoid things, you know, that offend God, to put it simply.
Yep.
But, you know, a while back, my wife and I were out just out to dinner.
Good.
And we went to her favorite Italian restaurant, and we were talking and whatnot, and we decided, okay, well, it's time to go. Yep. And she said, you know, we were down in Costa Mesa, which is near the our church that we go to, and she said, you know, why don't we stop by the Blessed Sacrament on our, you know, on
great
our
idea.
Home. And, you know, and it was so nice to be able to, you know, for us to be together and do it, you know, and that's not something, how hard would that be if you're going to go out to dinner or whatever, that you just stop by the church for 15 minutes. And I thought to myself, like I say, I don't know if I'm ever going to retire, but I'm going to be one of those people that's just hanging out in the church all day.
Of course. You know? Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I love it.
No, and okay, so that's very beautiful. We haven't gotten the Real Estate for Life Dave to call in yet, so we're going to continue. But you know what? I want to just throw one element into the spiritual game plan. Why are we so concerned about a spiritual game plan? Well, obviously, we all want to get to heaven. That's number one.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, that's our goal. But we're living in a world that is really trying to pull us down. And metaphorically, no, I mean down to hell.
Right.
because they're trying to get you to not think about serving God, but serving Satan.
Right.
And that's how I see it. So that's why it's important. Periodically, you'll see that it was 6 months ago that I did this last time where I did a spiritual game plan, because if we're not living a Christ-centered life, we're in trouble.
Hey, well, and it's like, you know what, it's something that you can't hear enough.
Yep. I just got word that Dave from Real Estate for Life is with us. So when we change from the break in about a minute and a half, we'll have Dave on. So that would be great to talk about the benefits of Real Estate for Life and how it's been supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Matthew, just a final thought. When we talked about your visits to the Blessed Sacrament, isn't it beautiful when you can take your bride, because you're married for many, many years, mm-hmm. and to even pray a rosary with your wife? Maybe, I know you pray with your family and you still got youngsters, but mm-hmm. you have a wide variety of ages in your family.
Right.
But the fact that praying with your wife on a regular basis, doesn't that help you in your relationship with your wife?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how we could survive without it.
There you go.
To be perfectly honest with you.
So what's my point? If you're not praying right now with your wife or your husband, here's another action item. Call your wife over, call your husband over and say, honey, can we pray together?
That's right. You know, and it's a thing too. You're Catholic.
Last time I looked.
Okay. And I know that if you're listening to this program, chances are you're Catholic. If not, come on in.
Yeah.
The water's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, you know, you don't have to hold hands and extemporaneously pray to Jesus, you know, oh Lord, help us this.
Yeah.
Pray the rosary, yep. Pray the chaplet of divine mercy. Pray the Angelus together. There's so many options, and they're beautiful. And when you use them, you are going to be doing in union with Catholics all over the world.
So beautiful. When we come back, we've got Dave from Real Estate for Life. I want to show you how crazy our world is. Just a quick note to pray for the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo. He's banning cat declawing. And because he thinks that it's inhumane.
Cat, that's where you take the claws
out of the
out
cat.
Out of a cat's paw, okay.
Right, he calls it cruel and painful procedure, one that is positively inhumane. Yet here's the interesting thing about the world. He's never spoke about abortion being any problem. See, that's why we need a spiritual life, because you get blinded when you're just thinking in the world view. So when we come back, we'll talk more about the spiritual life and also Real Estate for Life. You've heard those commercials for so long. Well, meet the man behind those commercials, Dave Tyson. We'll be back with much more on Virgin Most Powerful. We say clarity with charity, and we say things like full sheen ahead. Why? We want to help you get to heaven. That's why. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was...
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people. You know, I got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. Everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love it.
Out there.
Hi, this is Eddie Chavez, host of Jesus 911. I want to take this opportunity to let you, our listeners, know about an event being held here at the Sacred Heart Chapel in Covina. We will be celebrating the Feast of St. Michael the Archangel on September 28, 2019, beginning at 9 o'clock with Mass in the morning and talks to follow. Ruben Nava and myself will be speaking, so come and hear us talk about St. Michael and Our Lady. Come join us, and we'll see you there.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Yes, we're live all over the world through our app and through the internet. And Matt Arnold's filling in for Jesse. Before I bring Dave on from Real Estate for Life, I want to try each program to give you some inspiration about the Holy Eucharist. I talked about the priest who was in tears talking about the lack of reverence. Here's a prayer, Matthew, that I brought up to you before the show that was so beautiful. We prayed at the Anglican Ordinate, and the Eastern Rite also pray that for the Melkites. And see if this prayer is beautiful for you, because I want to pray this before I receive Holy Communion. It says, O Lord, I firmly believe and profess that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. Accept me as a partaker of your mystical supper, O Son of God, for I will not reveal the mysteries to your enemies, nor will I give you a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief, I confess to you, remember me, O Lord, when you shall come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Master, when you shall come into your kingdom. Remember me, O Holy One, when you shall come into your kingdom. May the partaking of your holy mysteries, O Lord, be not for my judgment or condemnation, but for healing of soul and body. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, cleanse me of my sins and have mercy on me. O Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned without number. That prayer makes it really clear who you're receiving when you go to receive Holy Communion. Just go on the internet and you can pick that up by prayers of Holy Communion before you receive. Matt, you have something in Latin also to tell us.
Well, yeah, I was going to say there's a very famous prayer before communion by Thomas Aquinas.
Oh, yeah.
And I won't read the whole thing because it's rather lengthy. But in the middle of the prayer, he says, let me receive the bread of angels, the King of kings, oh, the Lord of lords, with such reverence and humility, such contrition and faith, such purpose and intention as may help the salvation of my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, I beseech thee, that I may receive not only the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord, but also the whole grace and virtue of the sacrament.
See, Matthew, these are the prayers I pray every day before Mass, and they really reaffirm my belief in the real presence. I think maybe we need to do that to bring back a reverence and belief in the real presence.
I agree. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's important that there be times of silence during the Mass.
Yep. Well said. I want to bring on my good friend Dave Tyson from Real Estate for Life. Dave, are you with us, brother?
Terry, hey, we are right here.
I love it. Dave, I've been talking to you for several years because you've been supporting Virgin Most Powerful. And I brag about you being the, you know, Real Estate for Life. But you know what I brag most about? That you're in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, and that you make sacrifices and you're an evangelist. And you came up with an idea to support nonprofits like Virgin Most Powerful. Tell us a little bit about yourself to our listeners.
Wonderful. So our brokerage has been in business since 1991. Mm-hmm. In 2008, we had a Holy Spirit-inspired idea to simply turn it into a funding mechanism for Gospel of Life groups.
Awesome.
And it took about a year to set up all the structures and corporations and nonprofits.
Yep.
And then it just took right off.
I love it. Well, Dave, we hear the commercial all the time on Virgin Most Powerful. And I got to tell people, I said that we get funding nearly $20,000 a year to help a Virgin Most Powerful proclaim the gospel. So it's really been beautiful. But tell us, the listener, that if they have a real estate need, in other words, they want to buy or sell a house, how does it work for their benefit and our benefit? How does it work?
When somebody needs to buy or sell a home or commercial property, mm-hmm. they contact us. And we then chat with them about their needs mm-hmm. and their location. We have 1,000 agents worldwide, and that would include Europe, Africa, Australia. But it's primarily U.S. and Canada where we do the most activity. Once we have them connected with the agent does their job. The agent's an experienced, faith-based, kindred spirit.
Good.
And then after the closing, we receive a referral check, a thank you check. Mm-hmm. Once we have that check, we turn around and we donate. In fact, I think the last one we donated to you was over $2,000, might have been over $3,000. It was a
$2,300. Not that I'd forget, but
wow,
yep.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Yep. So I appreciate that. And, you know, here's the bottom line. You're going to need to buy or sell a house. Why not do it with an on-fire Catholic who believes in the teachings of the church? He gets his commission that he would get anyway. And we also benefit here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. So I just think it's a win-win situation for everyone. And Dave, again, when people go to Real Estate for Life, they have to say, hey, I heard it on Virgin Most Powerful, so that we will get the credit for that. And I just want to remind people that it's anywhere in the world. So it can be, like Dave said, that he's got agents in Africa. He's got agents in Australia. Wherever you have a relative or friend who's going to be selling, think of us, because it does fund the great work that we're doing.
Wonderful. And just to let your listeners know, we place about 400 people every year. So it's
that's awesome.
It's pretty active.
Yeah. Dave, I want to thank you again. Real Estate for Life, and we have the commercial running, and we appreciate your support. Let me ask you, Dave, honestly, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you, you've heard the Terry and Jesse show. I know you've heard some of our shows. What do you like about Virgin Most Powerful Radio? What is it that makes you want to participate and work with us?
I had an extremely powerful transformation, a renewal, about 18 years ago.
Praise God.
And I was actually having supernatural things that I could see and even hear. And then after a while, it sort of faded a bit just with time. But when I listen to the Terry Jesse show, it brings back that kind of energy for me personally. Mm-hmm. It's a renewal. It's like going on a retreat just to listen to one show. And I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate what you do for not just us, but for all other pro-life nonprofits. And again, I'm so glad you took the time of your busy schedule to join us on the air to tell people how this all works. So may God bless you, Dave, and your wife and family, and let's keep working together in the vineyard of the Lord. All right, brother?
Thank you, Terry. God bless.
God love you and your family. Wow, that was Dave from Real Estate for Life. I'm glad after about 2 years of having him with this commercial that you finally get to meet him. And like I say, I knew about 18 years ago what happened to him. He had what we call a metanoia, a conversion. And I see this happening more and more as the gospel is being proclaimed to people who have lived, you know, lives that are not in union with the gospel. When they see the truth, it sets them free.
Amen. Well, that's just it, Terry. What I'm going to be talking about in the next hour.
Tell me.
Relates to that in as much as after I go through the readings for this coming Sunday in the Extraordinary Form and the instruction on that, I'm going to be talking again, doing kind of a part two on why be Catholic, talking about the reasons why people, particularly in the state that the church is in today, with all of the stuff that we hear about on the radio every day, what is it? Why do people keep coming into the church? What is it about the church that attracts them?
Awesome. In our spiritual game plan, I just want to remind people we're weekly things. Center all your activities around Holy Mass on Sunday and the Lord's Day. It's also a family day for rest, and you talked about spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you do not receive Holy Communion every day, receive at least on Sundays and holy days of obligation.
Right. And by the way, you can always make a spiritual communion at any time.
Amen. Amen. Number three, Saturday is traditionally dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Honor her and say some special prayers, such as the Hail Holy Queen. Now, monthly, your spiritual fitness trainer is going to say, go to confession.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, once a month. It is the sacrament of joy. As St. John Paul II says, God is always the one who's principally offended by sin. Isn't that important to remember?
Yep.
It's God, not just man. I have sinned against you, and God alone can forgive. He does so through the ministry of his priests and the sacrament of penance, which is the ordinary way of obtaining forgiveness and the remission of mortal sin. Every mortal sin must always be stated with a determined circumstance in an individual confession. Say, and here's one that really is important, Matt. Seek the following, the spiritual guidance of a wise, prudent, and knowledgeable priest. And I might add, a priest who suffered greatly.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that someone you're going to see when you're seeking counsel has gone through some of its own painful suffering. And here it is. Spend at least a few hours a week, maybe a daily, weekly holy hour, not daily. Try doing it once a week in recollection, best done before the Blessed Sacrament. And here's the question I'm going to ask you, and it's like an examination. Consider how you are directing your life towards God. Isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah, you know what? And there's actually an ancillary to that.
Okay.
That we've been talking about.
Tell us.
You know, you want to, sanctifying grace is the supernatural life of the soul. You want to preserve that at all costs. You go to, you know, Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
You go to confession regularly. That's the primary way. That's the sacramental life. That's the way you're going to do it. And then you pray, you spend time, you try and live in the presence of God. Well, you know what? There are also things you need to avoid.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes that can be stuff that you really, really like. Maybe it's a television program. Maybe it's a series of books. Maybe it's companions, mm-hmm. you know, and that can be difficult to avoid things that, you know, those near occasions. When you make an act of contrition, though, you're making a firm resolution not only to not fall into the same sins, but to avoid the occasions of those sins.
Okay, repeat that, because I don't think people hear that enough.
Well, that it is part of, you know, it's part of your act of contrition.
That's right.
That you will make a firm purpose of amendment, not only not to fall into the same sins, but to avoid those occasions, to avoid the near occasion.
That's right.
I saw a modern version of prayer says avoiding the unnecessary occasions of sin. Because unfortunately, in our day and age, there are many occasions of sins that you can't avoid. You know, but there are things that you can. And St. Thomas Aquinas, back in the day, you know what he said, Terry?
Tell us.
He said, knowing whom to avoid is a great means of saving your soul.
Well, that's so profound. And Don Bosco said, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Oh, there you go.
Matthew, I'm excited about your show again. The happy hour is coming up. And you're going to talk about what?
Why be Catholic?
Well, that's the fundamental question, especially today.
That's right. That's right. Especially, and it's near and dear to my heart, you know, as an RCIA instructor.
Yeah.
That I, every year I encounter new people.
Yeah.
And this year it's interesting because we have not just a majority, everyone in my classes here is a convert.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No confirmation only. And the majority of them, all but two, have never been baptized.
Wow. Wow. Well, pay attention, because the show's going to start in about a minute and a half. I want to thank everybody who's been a monthly supporter for Virgin Most Powerful over the last year and a half, because that's how we pay our bills. And we're still looking for more souls that would commit, you know, to supporting us. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. Matt Arnold, what state should we be living in, brother?
That would be the state of grace, Terry.
And what state shouldn't we be living in?
We want to avoid, like the plague, that state of mortal sin.
And that's why we have Virgin Most Powerful Radio, to help you get to heaven. That's our goal. Our only goal is to teach you about Jesus Christ and His bride, the church, so that you can spend all eternity in heaven with your family. That's it. So may God richly bless you, and full sheen ahead. Up next, happy hour, Matt Arnold. Don't miss it. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.